An annual volunteer cleanup of trash along the length of the Connecticut River in New England is being held this year. But like so many things in this COVID-19 era, it will be different from how it has been done in years past. This year's Source to Sea cleanup, organized by the Connecticut River Conservancy, will take place throughout September rather than the typical two-day event. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with CRC Executive Director Andrew Fisk.
We're excited to have the 24th annual Source to Sea cleanup, and we've been spending a lot of time, as all of us have, thinking about how we do the things in today's world that we used to do before COVID. So we have set up the event, so it actually will happen. We're encouraging people to participate in the event through the month of September. We're expecting that it's going to be a lot of smaller groups, and so we've arranged to accommodate smaller family groups and groups of people that are comfortable being outside and working together. But otherwise, it's really the same old great event. We provide people supplies. We can get them connected to locations to clean up. We're doing a lot of really terrific work with local Department of Public Works. They're always amazing partners and participants. And so they're helping out by picking up trash over a couple of different days in the month. Some of our sponsors, USA Recycling, is providing a lot of terrific support with additional dumpsters this year. So the logistics are a little different, but all of our sponsors and partners are really helping out. So we're convinced that we'll have a good year, and we'll do a lot of good work picking up trash, and we'll also continue to work on solutions, because we'd love to put ourselves out of business on this event.
So rather than have an event that takes place over over a weekend, you're going to essentially be stretching it out over a month or longer?
Exactly. Yep. So the website that people can go to at ctriver.org, you can find the Source to Sea cleanup there. And it's open for registration, and the tools there are really speaking to participating in the event according to social distancing and safe public health guidelines.
How's registration gone so far?
People are signing up and looking forward to it. I think people are still getting adjusted to figuring out when they might go out. You know, I know, like all of us, we're doing things on a little bit more contingent basis. So the registrations are coming in, but we are also talking to a lot of other groups that are thinking through, okay, how are we going to do it this year? When are we going to set up and the like? So
I know each year you'll target a particular area that needs some heavy duty cleaning, and we'll bring in some contractors maybe with some heavy equipment to haul a rather large item out of the river. Anything like that planned this year?
Yeah, so we've had a number of our partners who've said that they want to come back and keep working on some of the larger tire sites. So we do know there's a couple locations literally in the Connecticut River where there's dozens and dozens of tires that have washed into the river. We're going to be working on those. And this year we have also found that, unfortunately, there's a number of abandoned boats, and most of those are in Connecticut. And so we are working with some partners to be able to recover these abandoned boats that are basically, you know, half sunk or sort of pushed off into the margins of the river and are rotting away. So we're going to work on that. And then we are also looking to be able to continue on some of the more difficult sites. There's a collapsed oil loading platform in Wethersfield, Connecticut that we're still trying to work on, and some old pier pilings. So, yep, there are still some of those big, complicated sites that we're working on with project partners. There's always room for more project partners. So if people are out there looking to really get dirty and bring in some heavy equipment and help us out with big chunks of metal and concrete and old boats.
I know in years past the cleanups have had kind of a central uniting theme. Is there something like that this year?
Yeah, and so the event for years has really been focused on solutions, long-term solutions, getting rid of the financial incentive to dispose of trash illegally, figuring out new products, changing behaviors, increasing personal responsibility. So I think this year we're continuing to work on a real river-specific issue, which is styrofoam dock floats, right? And so the styrofoam that makes up, you know, disposable cups plastics and other things. Polystyrene is used to float docks, and there's a lot of unenclosed styrofoam blocks sitting underneath docks, and it breaks apart, and it's actually a pretty significant contributor of these small polystyrene particles into the environment. So replacing or swapping out your dock for better, more river-friendly floats is what we're encouraging people to do. This year we will be doing some monitoring. We will be actually doing monitoring for small microplastic pollutant in the river. We've just started to get that program together, and so probably later this fall, maybe September, October, we'll start doing some sampling in the river to determine what the loading of small plastic particles and the breakdown of stuff that people chuck in the river or that use inappropriately. We'll start getting data on that.